Now let's talk about what a secure functioning relationship is. And just to back up a little bit here, in case you think a secure functioning relationship isn't possible, it's pie in the sky, let me just remind you that there are secure functioning relationships all around you, and they're not necessarily romantic or sexual relationships, but they're secure functioning. In other words, there's that sense that we're tethered together, we rely on each other, we depend on each other, we take care of each other, we tell each other everything, we're the first to know anything, we watch each other's back, we protect each other. Where did we find relationships like that? We find them in paramilitary organizations like police department, fire department, where the system really expects that kind of fidelity because your life depends on your partner. And also in the armed services, we leave nobody behind. This is very, very strong. This emphasis on relationship and commitment and loyalty is very strong, so strong that a lot of these partners, police partners, fire department partners, are so close that their marriages suffer because of it, because they become a primary attachment relationship. So if they can do it, you can do it. This is not out of the realm of possibility. It is actually being done every day by people who are not anchors, to be sure. So we're talking about things that you do to make sure your relationship is safe and secure by agreement because you can do it and because you hopefully understand the consequences of not doing it, what the alternatives are. The alternative is not pretty. So what is a secure relationship based on in terms of attraction? Well, let me say that from childhood to adulthood, love relationships, primary attachment relationships are supposed to be based on attraction only. I want to be there. Unless you're in a forced marriage or an arranged marriage, you're there because of attraction. You want to be there. It's the place you want to be. And let me expound on that. What is attraction here? It's not because you're handsome or you're pretty. It's because when I'm with you, I feel good. I feel excited. You're the go-to person when I want to share my excitement and celebrate. You're the go-to person when I'm feeling in pain and you help relieve my pain. You're the go-to person when my ego is deflated and you pump me back up. Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is the place where we get what we need and we just give it to each other because we can. That's attraction. Now, insecure couples, couples who are basing their relationship on island values or wave values, don't base their relationship on attraction. They base their relationship on fear and threat. Very similar to what many adolescent relationships are like. They're so afraid of losing that relationship that they continue to stimulate fear and threat as a way to hold a relationship together, to keep partners within that orbit. But it's not a good glue, fear or threat. Relationships must always be based on attraction. I want to be with you. I want to come home. There's something that makes me want to be there. And that attraction is really the responsibility of both partners. Both partners have to make the relationship attractive. That includes being able to seduce, flirt, influence, cajole, but not threat. Threat is not going to work. It works to get somebody to do something for the short run, but remember, it's not good for me and you. It's going to cause a problem down the line, if not right away.